Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi there, everyone. It's Tom from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast here. And the subject for today's quick podcast is, what are the core skills that your employees need right now as we navigate the second half of 2020 in a absolutely insane year? Now, I'm sure you could reel off an incredibly long list for me of what core skills you think are important. But considering where we currently are, let's hone this down to three pivotal skills that are going to make a huge difference for both you and the business. As ever, before I get into it, welcome to the pod, whether you're brand new to us or a long-term listener. And just as a very quick reminder, all of our podcasts have transcripts on our website. It's also usually in the blurby bit wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple or Spotify. And please do head over to our website as well at www.xl-communications.com, as the transcripts are on there, along with blogs, white papers, webinars, you name it, it's on there. Go over, there's new stuff all the time. And please do me one little favour, if I'm adding anything to your lives from this podcast, and just give us a little subscribe wherever it is you get those podcasts. So then, let's get into it. The number one skill is communication. Now, I once had a sports coach, a rugby coach, who never used to let us answer any of his questions with the word communication, because in almost all elements of life, things can be improved by thinking about either how much communication you're doing or how you're communicating. Now, albeit in the sports field, I think that was a little bit of a cop-out, because it was such a streamlined way of working. Going back to that core skill of communication right now, with all the changes that have gone on over the last 6 months, is critically important. With so many companies experience a complete mishmash of working practices at the moment, as a manager, you can be forgiven for wondering if people have either heard or read what you have said to them, you know, because it can come from a thousand different channels. They might have heard it from a few different people. So thinking about how things are communicated and going back to the basics of and formalizing that is a very valuable tool at the moment. Good verbal and written communication skills are often thought of as a given, but not everyone can communicate effectively in one or either format. And this is especially when they are concerned about their role, which a lot of people are at the moment, you know, handling homeschooling, which I know in the UK is not going on at the moment, because fortunately most children are back in, but around the world I know that's still a very major juggle in people's lives. Another one is the use of video conferencing. So many people are still very reluctant to use a video when they're on meetings. However, that adds such a huge level of value and resource into communication channels. It's something I would encourage absolutely everyone to do. Or, you know, at the moment, people are just trying to keep their head above water. So communication can be one of those skills that you forget and everything you've been trained. I mean, you need to maybe remind yourself what you should be doing. Also, just one thought, if you haven't carried out any form of communication training for your team, do consider it now. And that might be some real fundamentals around how different types of people communicate, or looking at sort of behavioral or psychological models so that you understand how people have different communication preferences. But also, even if you feel like you have a sort of an expert communication team, do think about whether they need some support in this move to virtual. They've probably been doing it for a number of months now. That's not too late to see how that can be improved. And that can be done quite quickly in some short, high impact sessions. And if that is getting your sort of juices flowing, then you can head over to the XL website and take a look at things like social styles, which would be massively helpful right now for understanding how different people have preferences for communication. But also, we're running a number of virtual communication skills programs for companies, so we can help. The second skill that I'm going to raise today is flexibility, or the other way to think about it is agility, which is one of those very, very popular words at the moment. You know, I just mentioned about video cameras and the challenges that many are having getting used to using them. Who would have thought that a video communication would be our main vehicle for conversations just a few short months ago? And the only certainty we have at the moment is uncertainty. So helping your team become more flexible is going to be key in everything, from those quite trivial things like video cameras, but right through to how you may need to be pivoting your business models, or how you work as a team, or even how your teams are structured. The good news is that learning to be flexible is easier than most people appreciate. And if one good thing has come out of COVID-19, it's how flexible we can all be. Though, don't let this slip and continue to work on this with your team. It is something you should be actively working out, not just something you assume people can do. Finally, the skill to embrace is lifelong learning. You know, this should be at the forefront of all of our minds, whether we are managers or employees. You know, it will make a huge difference. It's actually going to fuel our ability to be flexible and agile, because if we are constantly learning, we are more well equipped to handle whatever uncertainty is hiding around the corner for us. Many organizations are having to adapt and pivot and just to have a chance of survival, and the ones who are succeeding are those who have a team who are committed to learning new skills. Lifelong learners will be the people who everyone is looking for in the future, so start the process in your organization now. Another recent podcast I just did was on self-driven learning. That is one way you can build that lifelong learning process into your teams, by empowering people to have self-driven learning interventions. If you want help also from an external provider, obviously we can help you there. So do get in touch if there is anything you just want to talk through, or indeed you think there is something we can help you with. But we're always happy just to have a chat and see if we can help in any way. So quite a quick podcast today, but thank you so much for joining us. Please do subscribe and you'll get them coming thick and fast into your inbox at the moment. I've got quite a few topics lined up over the coming weeks and months, and some more interviews with some really interesting people lined up as well. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day, week, month, and speak to you again.